Hello, I'm Pastor Kyle Ronchetto, and this is the Lutheran Pastor's Desk. This upcoming Sunday, we celebrate the festival of Pentecost, that day when we remember Christ's promise that he would send the Holy Spirit, and we remember the day that he did do just that, when his Spirit was poured out on his disciples. Now, one of the most striking things about the day of Pentecost in the Bible is the fact that the 12 disciples were speaking in all sorts of different tongues, that people from all over the world could hear the wonders of God being proclaimed in their own tongues. So what exactly was going on? Why did God choose to do this? Why didn't he have them all speak in Latin or some other language that everyone would most likely understand? Why did he give them this power of tongues? In order to fully understand this, you need to think back to the Old Testament, specifically Genesis chapter 11, when God confused the tongues of the people at Babel. The people were working together to go against God's will, and so God punished them by confusing their tongues, mixing up their languages so that they couldn't communicate with anymore. Here at Pentecost, he is undoing that curse. He is bringing God's people together from all over the world. No longer are we separated into different tribes or nationalities or languages. Instead, we are all made one in Christ. Because of this, the disciples are able to speak to all people. They don't just speak to the Jews. They don't just speak to the people who understand Aramaic. No, God lets them speak to all people because the promise that is poured out is given to everyone. It's given to all of God's creation. It is given to all people for all time, and that includes you and me. So whatever differences we may have, whatever differences we may see or hear or notice, those are no longer important in God, because we have all been made into one people, one body. The curse of Babel has been reversed, and so now we can live and communicate together as one body in Christ. Please pray with me. O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore to rejoice in this holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who has taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you have any questions about our church practices or our faith, or the festivals and holidays that we celebrate in the church, I encourage you to send them my way. My email address is pastor@stpaul-lex.org. I look forward to seeing your questions and comments. I'm Pastor Kyle Ronchetto, and I'll see you next time on the Lutheran Pastor's Desk.